Well, since you
don't you
up,
play with me,
since,
boy?
Since
don't
you
don't you
it
do not
up,
play with me like that.
The Supreme Court
no
is hearing a case that
don't.
Experts say could wreak havoc on the
you.
Tax code.
Bro, don't tease me. Don't tease me, man.
Stop it. Welcome.
Welcome
to the Naked Apple.
Yep. We're back.
We are back.
And it's this time, it's personal.
I can't not do that every time.
Every time. Every time.
I usually go for the Schwarzenegger. Everyone does a Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Not everyone does Jaws.
Right.
Especially not in the Palpatine voice.
Do it. Do it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. We're just that special, Ed.
Just that special. How special are you? About a 5 robots.
Ish.
On a scale of parking stall to Olympics, gold medal.
Nailed it.
Have we offended enough people yet?
That's true. Our obligatory, if you haven't been offended yet, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Get to you.
We'll get to you.
Take a card.
Wait your turn.
Take a number. Sit down. Your privilege will be smashed here in a moment.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We are but two men in a basement. We can't...
We can't offend everyone at the same time.
With the humor we developed in middle school, that's all you get.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep. Every man develops a sense of humor while he's in middle school, and it does not change from that.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. And that's all we have to bank on when we find a spouse.
Yeah.
Is that sense of humor we developed in middle school.
And our impeccable hunting skills.
Yes. Those. I hunt pay raises all the time.
I hunt pay raises all the time. I was a champion snipe hunter back in the day. I'll have you know.
I caught one once.
Never failed.
I got the scars to prove it.
I had to give it up when I took an arrow to the knee.
I was an adventurer like you.
Oh, so many people are so confused right now. Snipe with the arrow to the knee. What the hell is going on?
We went from camping to gaming in 2 seconds.
Like
keep up.
That.
Keep up.
That. Yes.
You'll miss the insults if you don't keep up.
I imagine if somebody actually were to just sit and listen all the way through all of our episodes, they would have several moments where they were Captain America. I got that reference.
I understood that reference. It's one of the reasons why I loved having Keith on was the moments when he did catch it.
And he That's right.
voiced in such a manner. Keith, if you're listening, we still love you.
That man's playing Galaga. Thought we wouldn't notice, but we did.
Goes back to playing Galago at the end of the scene. Classic.
Ew.
Why doesn't anybody watch Marvel anymore? Because you don't do that.
Because you don't do that, exactly.
Completely unnecessary to the script, the story, but it flows.
It does. And it was hilarious.
Uh-huh.
It's just great.
Any Hooters.
Yeah. Speaking of Marvels, time to go to the Babylon B and have a little bit of vitamins.
Yes, marvel at the vitamins that come
marvel
from the B.
Marvel at the vitamins that come from the B. Welcome to your vitamin B.
Well, thank you.
We have the news for you today.
Still?
All of it.
After all this time.
After all this time, it still exists.
After all this
time. And here it comes to wreck your day.
Thank
First
you.
And foremost, speaking of wrecking your day, Jill Biden shares charming Christmas performance by twins from The Shining.
It's beautiful, really.
Really, really it is. In your China news, commence the invasion, orders President Xi, after seeing video of tap dancing flowers in the White House.
And that's understandable.
Really. That is understandable. I would also invade after such an extravagant...
Mm-hmm. Because you really want to be part of that.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Now,
speaking...
Now, we move now.
Speaking of extravagance and beauty... McConnell dresses as prostitute to lure Hunter into closed-door hearing. It's a sting operation that we will never recover from.
I guess you could say McConnell really stepped out of his shell for that one.
He did.
Turtle bitch.
Did indeed.
Although I feel like that's more something Lindsey Graham would be way too comfortable doing. But you that's probably just
That's me. Also fair. Parents concerned as homeschooled 7-year-old hasn't even graduated from high school yet.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, when you live in the backwaters of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, I'm not really sure exactly how high you should be setting those expectations.
Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
In other news, Harvard President Claudine Gay in hot water for plagiarizing large sections of Mein Kampf.
Be sure to reference Mein Führer when quoting Mein Führer.
When asked about the plagiarism, Claudine Gay responded to accusations by giving inspiring I Have a Dream speech.
Wait. Hold on, I've heard this one before.
And in lieu of these charges, Harvard has announced that Claudine Gay will remain as the university Führer.
Mm. Good. I'd expect nothing less.
I would expect nothing less. Speaking of Führers, Alex Jones has returned to X. And it really has caused quite the stir among journalists as they're concerned they'll no longer be the only source of misinformation.
He really should stay away from his exes. That should be common knowledge at this point, really.
Right. So we're going to end our new shenanigans this week with something special.
Would you say we're ending our shenanigans?
Shenanigans, indeed. Indeed. It's that special, special time of year again when people go out and buy expensive gifts for other people that they really don't like. So we thought we would add some stories that really bring in the Christmas spirit.
Oh.
Starting with Mary and Joseph, shocked to find free stay in stable actually cost $3,000 after Airbnb cleaning fees.
That's how they get you every
That's
time.
That's how they get you every time. And for all of the kids that are currently trying to be on their best behavior, a little bit of incentive this year as Santa has announced that naughty kids will now be receiving the Marvels on Blu-ray instead of a lump of coal.
That's cruel and unusual punishment, really.
And this has been your Vitamin B. That really was quite brutal. I mean, That I mean, at least a lump of coal is useful. Like, you can burn it for heat.
That was savage.
Savage.
There was no cream in that one.
I mean, technically, yes, the Marvel's Blu-ray is still kind of useful. You could use it for a round of frisbee golf. But only one round, because I don't think it would hold up to the pressure.
Yeah. The short throws.
The short throws.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the Mary and Joseph, one thing that's not well known is that the three wise men were actually the timeshare salesmen.
Oh, is that what they were? So
they gave them three gifts, you know, to entice them to listen to their pitch for 4 hours.
That makes all kinds of sense.
What isn't clear, though, is
frankincense, even.
Yeah. What isn't clear, though, is whether or not they actually bought the timeshare or were able to walk away without getting locked into that. Well, in case you feel the need to redeem yourself from those terrible jokes.
Definitely do not feel the need to redeem myself.
Yeah, go check out Redemption Tactical, because they're awesome.
I do, however, feel the need to be tactical.
In all ways.
Yes.
Stay clapped or stay strapped or get clapped. I think that's somewhere in the Bible, right?
Yes, I believe that was one of the things that Jesus said.
Yeah. I mean, he did.
Most likely.
To be fair, he did hand money to his, he did tell his apostles to take this money and go buy some swords. So
stay strapped or get clapped. It's right there.
I mean,
it's the Leonardo DiCaprio Romeo and Juliet version of the New Testament, but it's there.
It's there. Yeah. Check him out for all your tactical needs. And if you need a last minute Christmas present for somebody you love, including yourself, go check him out in the link below. Anyway.
Indeed.
Outside of that, we do need to redeem ourselves a little bit from last time we spoke. And I think a fitting soundbite to help lead us into, you know, because we got to lead with our mistakes and all that kind of stuff. I think this is a proper soundbite right here.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Yep. So, last time we were together, we mentioned that the air marshals aren't flying on planes anymore, because the information we had at the time. And that they weren't really doing their jobs.
Oh, good.
A bit of clarity. A bit of clarification. They are on airplanes. Drunk and sexually assaulting people.
That's so much worse. I mean, can you not?
A deputy U.S. Marshal was detained in the U.K. on suspicion of acting inappropriately while intoxicated on a flight from New York. The deputy was one of two who flew on a Delta Airlines flight to London Tuesday to bring back a person suspected of a crime. I wonder what crime, seeing as how they're
probably January 6th, something.
Seeing as how their focus has to deal with a certain date.
I think, maybe. Yeah.
When the federal agent was accused of acting inappropriately towards at least one woman on board the flight, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press, the second deputy was also briefly detained and later sent back to the United States, the person said. The official was not authorized to publicly detail the ongoing investigation and spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity.
Huh.
Yeah. The officer was arrested Wednesday for sexual assault, was also charged with entering an aircraft while drunk. This was back on December 11th, just a few days ago. So, yeah. 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 The U.S. Marshals Service takes seriously any allegations of misconduct by its employees.
Uh-huh.
The alleged actions of the employees do not reflect the professionalism of the thousands of employees of the USMS or its core values.
Uh-huh.
And also, the air marshals, they are working really hard to make sure terrorists and criminals and all that aren't on our planes.
Yeah, like, I mean, you got an example here, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Because I couldn't think of one.
Right. So as of the last week of November, an 8-week-old is on the terror watch list.
Why?
Well, because that 8-week-old's father walked into the Capitol Rotunda on January 6th, took pictures, talked to police, and walked out of the Capitol Rotunda.
Okay.
He was charged with crimes that he committed by walking into the open building and talking to police and walking out of the open building. So therefore, an 8-week-old child who was conceived a year and a half after that incident is on the terror watch list.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
And before you think, okay, it's just they got the whole family on there as a terror watch list because whatever. And so they're just on the list. It's nothing really big. There are 3 agents assigned to watch the 8-week-old child.
Why?
And the movements of the 8-week-old, well, now 10-week-old child.
I don't understand.
Yeah. This 8-week-old baby is on the terror watch. This is that lady we watched a couple weeks ago. What's her name? Hightower?
Yeah.
This 8-week-old baby is on the terror watch list, and it's not just one air marshal that will be assigned. It's a minimum of 3. You will have 3 air marshals following this 8-week-old baby, no matter if the baby travels with the grandparents, if the baby just travels with cousins. It doesn't matter. Once the baby is on the list, by their name, the baby is going to stay on that list.
I don't. Why? That makes zero sense.
She said, I knew that we had been following a 6-year-old boy and a 9-year-old child. I knew that. That was the all-time low for the information we received. But when we received the information on the 8-week-old baby, I mean, how low can you go? I mean, don't test them, I guess. Apparently.
I'm not saying that the bar's set in hell.
It's so low it's a tripping hazard in hell, yet here they are limbo dancing with the devil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, just point of clarification in case you thought we were making things up.
Just had to double back on that one.
Yeah. 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 In the meantime, I decided, what's been going on in the air? I haven't flown, and I haven't really seen news about anything happening on flights aside from the random, like, social media videos of people freaking out.
And which happens every year.
And I, yeah, right. And I found some things.
Oh, goody.
Planes are so safe right now that passengers are stabbing flight attendants.
With what?
If I remember correctly, the story was he had some sort of spoon that he fashioned into a shiv.
So, people are making shivs on the airlines now?
Yep. on the plane. They're breaking into the cockpit.
Oh, but aren't those reinforced since like 9/11?
Mm-hmm. Bulletproof and everything. Yeah, yeah.
So how exactly do they pull that one off?
Yep. That's a good question. Beating airline staff. Opening emergency doors.
I feel like we're missing some things here.
Air marshals, maybe? Every single one of these stories, they were arrested after they got off the plane.
Hmm.
And there's no mention of onboard air marshal did something or other to detain. Many of these are stories of the stewardesses and the flight attendants and the passengers detaining the people until the plane landed or the plane got back to the airport or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. An off-duty pilot to cut off fuel to the engines on another flight.
For why?
Don't know. Just because. And the opening emergency doors, that wasn't just one incident?
No, it says doors, so I assume there was plural.
There's a couple incidents of people opening emergency doors. There's been multiple incidents of people opening the cockpit while in trying to open the cockpit or actually entering the cockpit, either while in flight or waiting to taxi or waiting to depart the gate. So, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Fine. Go ahead. Fly to your relatives this Christmas. It'll be great.
There are no issues here.
Just like the border, our airlines are secure.
Oh, yes. Border.
Speaking of.
So secure.
The securest. Speaking of. Let's see. This up here so you can see it. There's been thousands of military-aged Chinese people entering the southern border. Thousands.
Oh, great.
According to Fox News, 52,700 Chinese migrants have crossed into the U.S. this year. Many have been photographed crossing from Mexico to California. The Daily Mail is reporting the number is 24,000. So anywhere between 24 to 52,000 in the last year from China. Now,
right. They're crossing the Chinese border into California.
The Mexican border into. Oh, wait. Now, last I checked, it used to be really big news stories whenever someone would escape China.
Used to be.
Because China doesn't let people just
leave.
Leave.
No.
And here we have at least tens of thousands in 1 year. And China is not caring about a bunch of military-aged young men. Thousands of them. Just into the U.S.?
No, why would they care? No, why would that matter?
And one thing to kind of point out here, just from the still shot on this video, they're definitely not military trained as they stand at military rest, many of them. It's fine. It's totally fine. Totally fine. That's, you know, the air marshals are so busy handing out water bottles to Chinese migrants that they don't have time to handle passengers stabbing flight attendants on an airplane.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I have January 6th. Ain't nobody got time for that. And in case you were thinking there was that's enough reason to stop trusting the government, and for whatever reason, if you do have some trust, in the federal government.
You should stop.
Senator Dick Durbin. A real Richard.
Satchel of them, if you will.
A satchel of Richards. Thou may ingest a satchel of Richards. he's senator from Illinois. And he's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
Ah.
So
he's a real gem.
Oh, the best of gems. He has a solution to fix our immigration problem. As you saw, that was just the Chinese people, 52,000, that we know about.
What is his solution?
His solution! First of all, he's a person who believes in immigration. His mother was an immigrant. So proud to be in the Senate as a first-generation American representing the great state of Illinois. But I understand the overwhelming numbers that we are facing at the border that President Biden is facing. I would really argue for us to take a hard look at the way we approach this. It's hard to explain that in the United States of America, a nation of immigrants, why immigration is such a hot, controversial topic. Because all the immigrants before were legal. They agreed to follow the law. Anyway.
Allegedly.
His solution. Do you know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army, Navy, and the Air Force? They can't reach their quotas each month. They can't find enough people to join our military forces.
Maybe that's because they keep making gay commercials.
Bet you're gay.
I don't know about you, but the last thing I want is to go bunk in a place that is making gay commercials.
Uh-huh. Bet you're gay. I'm not.
Do you know what happens to people with faces like mine in prison? It rhymes with grape.
You got a real pretty face.
It's a pretty mouth. Got a real pretty mouth.
They can't find enough people to join our military forces. And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for this country. Should we give them a chance? I think we should. In my state of Illinois, in Chicago, and the rural areas downstate, we're holding our breath hoping that we can keep hospitals open. You know why? We don't have enough medical personnel. And yet there are people all around the world who have medical credentials as doctors and nurses and skilled technicians who want to come to the United States, but we don't give them a chance. So his solution. We're overwhelmed with all of our services, so let's just make them all legal people by letting them join the military. That'll fix our overwhelmed system.
Yes, by deporting them overseas to fight in our proxy wars.
I mean, the French Foreign Legion was once one of the greatest fighting forces on Earth. Had nothing to do with the fact that if they didn't do what they were told, they were executed. But, you know.
Because that's something we want to be known for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the current leading solution from the Democrats is, hey, we have these tens and hundreds of thousands of people coming in illegally to the United States to the tune of where they would be the, what was it, like the top 20 in state population if all the immigrants were their own state?
Oh, goody.
Yeah. So let's just arm them. They all came here illegally. They all don't care about our laws, disrespect our sovereignty, our borders, have no idea how to speak our language, have no idea what our system of government is. So let's just give them weapons and then make them citizens. He's definitely in the top 99th percentile of intelligent people on this planet.
Yes, he is.
Speaking of the military, apparently, if you're wanting to leave the military and you were in Afghanistan during the withdrawal, when you hand over your boots and your gear and all that stuff, they hand you a bill of $4,000 for the gear you were ordered to leave behind in Afghanistan.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, a soldier decided he'd had enough and turned in his things. And they handed him a bill of $4,000. I go to turn in my gear. They want to charge me $500 to $1,000 for gear I was ordered to leave in Afghanistan 2 years ago. Later in the video, the soldier said the actual number is closer to $4,000, providing receipt for proof. This order came as the last two birds were sitting on the tarmac ready to leave. There wasn't any room for extra gear. Therefore, we were told to leave it. Some lower-level dudes, including myself, were like, no, this stuff is expensive. I'm not leaving this. I'm going to get charged for this when it's time to leave. And he says in the video that they were told, no, you won't be charged for it. We need to go. Oh, okay. By the way, we're charging you for it. Oh, okay. But meanwhile, Joe Biden's giving money to Zelensky, however many Y's are in his name, money hand over fist because he asked for it. It's fine. Why aren't people joining the military, Mr. Durbin? Why are those numbers so, so low? Another reason to not trust your federal government. The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending that all new cars come with technology that prevents speeding.
No.
Well, Mike, over 12,000 people were killed in speed-related crashes last year.
That is one big pile of shit.
But 12,000 people, Mike.
No.
You don't care about 12,000 people dying?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
You heartless libertarian.
Yep.
Don't be dumb when you speed, and don't be dumb around places where people can go fast.
And speed is never the cause of accidents.
No.
If you look up statistically, speed actually is literally... It is a statistical zero of actual cause of accidents.
Well, it is
a magnifier of accidents.
It's like the old saying, it's not the speed that kills you, it's the sudden stop.
Right. Well,
what causes the sudden stop?
Exactly. So the things that cause that sudden stop are very often the things that, like, we're not doing anything about it. They don't write tickets for following too close. They should,
mm-hmm.
but they don't. But the number one cause of accidents is following too close.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the...
And talking on your cell phone.
Meanwhile, the guy with the trailer that's been riding in the HOV lane for the last 3 miles skates right past the cop that's trying to catch the guy speeding.
Yeah.
Because... We don't have quotas.
Uh-huh. You just have limits that you have to hit every month.
It's not a quota. Uh-huh. It's right. Not a tumor. Gotcha. It's not the quota. The agency recommended the implementation of intelligent speed assist technology that takes into account the speed limit of where the driver is located using GPS and road sign recognition. The stupid board suggested this and several other options to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, all 50 states, and major auto manufacturers. A full report is expected in the coming weeks.
It's mm-hmm. a good way to ensure nobody buys new cars.
Uh-huh. Everything after this year, so this is on top of they want to have the thing to shut your car down.
The kill switch.
Yeah, the kill switch. It's not a kill switch. Yeah,
it's sure. A kill switch.
Yeah. So you're going too fast. It'll give you a warning that you're going too fast. and you're still going too fast, the auto speed thing takes over and restricts you to 60 miles an hour. You do whatever you do and then start going fast again. And then the kill switch turns on because, well, clearly you're being reckless.
Intentionally.
Meanwhile, the guy that's been tailing you for the last 10 miles, 2 feet from your bumper, is free to go because he's got an older car. Which is why you were speeding to try to get away from the guy that was weaving in and out of traffic in an older car, tailing your on your tail for the last 10 miles. Just call the cops. Yeah, they have to show up.
I'm not a pussy. I don't call the cops.
Right. I get away from the situation.
Get away from the situation.
Today, this morning, Congress voted to extend warrantless surveillance on U.S. Americans.
Oh!
Via the FISA courts.
Oh. Well, that's...
It's okay. Republicans stood their ground with 73 voting nay.
73 out of how many?
Out of 200-something.
What the actual hell, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 73 Republicans and 44 Democrats said, yeah, we don't need to extend this anymore. Thomas Massie called all of them out with a tweet. Here are the 118 representatives who voted to protect your right to privacy. They needed 143 votes, one-third, to stop it. They got 117.
118.
Yes, 118.
Wow.
Yeah, they tied it to a defense funding bill. And they, according to what I heard from Massie, is they were taken to whatever secure room without their phones and all that stuff. And they were shown how the FISA stuff could work. This is how we can catch terrorists with the FISA stuff. Never mind that they haven't actually caught a terrorist using the FISA program. But they have gotten lots of information on U.S. citizens and used that information to imprison U.S. citizens without warrants. And it's accepted as evidence because it came from a court. The FISA court. Yeah, he pointed out that they took him in there and they'd be like, if you don't pass this, we won't have this resource to do this anymore. And since it's tied to the defense funding, our soldiers won't get paid. So that's why you have a whole lot of people that clearly are spineless.
Yeah. Owens did vote no, by the way.
Burgess?
He's on the list, yep.
Good.
So our representative was correct. I don't know about everybody else's, but ours was correct.
I'll take it.
Hot pocket.
Congress had the chance to pass a strong conservative defense funding bill that would have protected our liberties at home and our interests abroad. Instead, members voted to approve warrantless, unconstitutional surveillance of Americans and to rubber stamp Biden's harmful woke policies, said Dan Bishop of North Carolina.
Fair.
A massive disappointment, but not a surprise. And on the Senate side...
Look, Gates looks like he was mad about it.
No. It's only exactly what he motioned to get rid of McCarthy. It's only exactly that happened that he got rid of McCarthy for. And the new guy, Mike Johnson, did what Mike Carthy did, and except worse. Yeah. And on the Senate side, it fell short by 6 senators. If 6 more senators had opposed a point of order against the NDAA on Wednesday, then FISA would not have passed.
Let me guess. Romney was supporting FISA?
Let's see.
Just a wild guess.
Let's see. Where is it? Give me a link for it.
Where's a freaking link, man? Link me.
I'm going to guess no, because only 17 Republicans voted for Rand Paul's attempt to remove the 4-month extension. So Romney and Paul almost never vote in sync with each other.
Ever.
Yeah, anyway.
Because Paul likes freedom.
Generally speaking, yes. I tried to get rid of it, but I wouldn't vote for my amendment, so, yeah.
Life, Mama said life is like a box of chocolates.
he does sound like that, just with a little surfer drawl on there. California surfer drawl. Added to it.
Life's like a box of chocolates. Everybody's favorite are the brown ones. Wait. Did I say that out loud?
You're the type of person that pokes holes in the bottom of chocolates and puts them back when it's not what you want.
I've never done that this
not
week.
Not once. I have not done that once.
No, this week.
I may have done it every time, but I haven't done it once.
I haven't done it once.
Do you like small businesses?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you'll love this then.
I'm rather fond of them myself.
You'll love this then. Starting January 1st, 2024...
I think I know where this one's going.
Every small business where you own 25% more of an LLC, partnership, or other small entity that owns real estate or runs a small business, if you don't make over $5 million a year and have over 20 employees, you must register your business with a new federal database.
Yeah.
Designed to identify and ferret out criminals, money launderers, and other bad actors. Yes, because every money launderer I've heard about operates really, 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 really small businesses to funnel less than $5 million through.
Yeah. No, this is directly aimed at real estate investors and specifically buy and hold people.
Uh-huh.
So, really interesting. I actually know a little bit about how people set up their LLCs for this kind of stuff. It's something I've spent a lot of time, especially recently, looking at. So, there's a number of reasons why you do not want your name on the public view on a business.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Lots and lots and lots of reasons. It's a security problem. It's an insurance problem. It's right. It causes all kinds of issues.
You want people to be mad at the business, not be mad at you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So the way that most investors and stuff set up their businesses, if they're going to do, you know, any kind of real estate holding and things like that, they will set up what's called a holding company, which is a company set up and in an anonymous state, such as Wyoming. Wyoming is an anonymous state. You don't have to have your actual name or address anywhere on the documents for that business at
you
all.
You got to pay taxes for the money you make here? Yeah. All right, sign here.
Yeah. Well, and that's not even the biggest part. Like you still pay taxes and stuff.
Well, I know that's Wyoming.
Other than you don't because, yeah, the way that you set it up, you write everything off. Like,
right.
It's the whole point of a real estate investment company is to write off the taxes.
That's just basically what Wyoming does. You got to follow the laws we have here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Much. It's yours. Yeah. That's it. That's the way they set it up. So, but you set it up. You set up a holding company. And then you set up the LLCs underneath the holding company. So the LLCs are owned by the holding company. The holding company is owned by you, but it's held through an anonymous trust.
Yeah.
It's not directly in your name.
It's a trust for businesses.
Yes, it's a trust for businesses. So you establish it this way specifically for the anonymity, because if you don't have it set up this way and you're a real estate investor, what happens is somebody comes on your property, trips, hurts themselves, sues you. They come after you personally because
you
show up on the ownership.
Right.
So you want to set it up anonymously so that people can't do that. They have to go after the business because that's what businesses exist for. Businesses are there to protect your personal entity from your business entity. That's the reason we have to set things up in a business. And if you don't have anonymity, people try to circumvent that and go after you because they can find you. So the other issue you have is, say that you're a real estate investor that's holding properties. Well, somebody who's a disgruntled tenant in one of your properties that you have to evict can look up your home address because you're not anonymous. Uh-huh. And they can show up at your house. And what kind of nightmare is that?
The best kind.
So you always, especially if you're doing real estate and things like that, where a property or something that you own is going to be in the public view, you want anonymity in your business. Now, you don't want anonymity in your business if you're doing something like consulting or lending or something like that, just because the way that it all works. But the big one that this affects is real estate investors, people that are purchasing properties and doing these things. Now, why would the government want to hurt that kind of business, do you think?
Something about owning nothing and you will like it.
Yeah.
You'll be happy.
I mean, because they're putting their eggs in the basket of places like BlackRock.
Yep.
So
BlackRock makes more or less than $5 million a year.
Oh, way more.
Oh,
way more.
So they're not under this.
No, they're not under this at all.
Interesting.
No, because they fall under the corporate on it.
But if you're trying to get started in something like this,
mm-hmm.
you're going to make more or less than $5 billion in a year.
Oh, a lot less.
Oh. If you're actually kind of established in this, even if you're still just yourself, are you making more or less than $5 million a year?
A lot less.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, you could definitely grow it to there. That's
right.
Yeah. You know, it really,
but even
really
if,
isn't. There's a lot of real estate people that make it to $5 million within a few years of starting out.
But it takes a few years.
A lot of work.
Yeah. And, you know, it's fine. It's just 3 hours of paperwork that you have to fill out.
Or you have to pay somebody to fill out.
And it's only $85. Now, there's 32 million small businesses in the United States. Times that by $85. Oh. It's definitely not to get more money for the federal government every year.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't register, so if you already have a small business, LLC, whatever, if you already have something established before January 1st, 2024, you have until the end of 2024 to register.
Yes. You have a one-year grace period.
If you start anything after January 1st, you have 30 days to register. And if you don't, then you face heavy fines and imprisonment.
Yes.
Oh, and when you register, each registration will need to include your name, date of birth, residential street address, a driver's license or other ID number, and a photograph of the document substantiating that number.
Yes. But rest assured that the federal government is not going to make any of this registration or database that they're collecting public at any time.
This information will be mostly collected online.
But rest assured that the government isn't going to purposefully make any of this information public at any time.
Let's see. Just a few days ago, U.S. alarmed as China hacks critical systems.
But rest assured that the government will not purposefully allow any of this information to be made public at any time.
What was that story about the FBI and CIA talking to foreign intelligence agencies to have them send them information they gathered from U.S. citizens?
In other news,
yeah, it gets rid of anonymity in any possible way. And it forces you to do every single thing they want to do. By the way, the thing you have to report to is the exact same thing. This is all in the Treasury Department. The exact same entity within the Treasury Department that you have to report to is the same entity that flagged the Hunter Biden transactions for money laundering.
Oh, goody.
That the U.S. government did nothing with. But you, who is making far less than any kind of money launderer would make.
It's all right. So what you need to do, because this is bullshit and you need to give it the middle finger, and you can't really give it a middle finger as a business owner, but what you can do is you can go get a mailbox at your local UPS. It's not a P.O. box. They have actual addresses. Like, it shows up as an actual address.
It counts as a home
address. You put that as your address on everything. Everything goes to the UPS store. And then you go to places that are only, radar checked and stuff by camera. Because you can only be ticketed and served in person. And so, because you have the right to face your accuser.
Uh-huh.
So if they never deliver the ticket to you personally at your home, then you technically never got served.
Oh, darn. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. There is.
I know a guy that does that. So every time he drives through one of the things where the camera flashes and whatever, he flips the camera off, and his wife goes and checks the mail, and it comes with like a picture of the person driving the car.
Yeah,
and it's always him flipping the bird to the camera.
Go ahead, hand me the ticket.
Oh.
You know, it's interesting that in order to operate a business in the U.S., according to this new regulation, you have to have ID. But in order to vote for the people that make such stupid regulations...
You do not.
You do not need ID.
Yeah.
Interesting how that works. Interesting. And... in case you're wondering, well, this is Biden's fault. It's not. This was passed in 2021, in January. It was one of the last things that Donald Trump vetoed.
Ah.
So Congress overruled Trump's veto to get this passed.
Good Lord.
Which means there's a lot of frickin' Republicans that also voted for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is, there are a handful of people, the Ron Paul types and whatever, Rand Paul types, that are trying to repeal this, basically. So
good.
Hopefully that happens before the end of next year.
Get that taken off as soon as we can, because that's stupid. The biggest problem I see with that is that the average person doesn't have enough business savvy to understand the point of those types of setups for businesses. And so they're not going to care.
Right.
They don't understand that this literally hurts everybody.
Uh-huh.
Like, it does hurt you because it hurts small business. It hurts local people. The person this doesn't affect is the Chinese conglomerate that's coming in and buying up your neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
The who it does affect is the guy down the street that's trying to buy a multifamily to improve his neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, that's who's getting shafted by this.
Yeah, the stay-at-home mom that decided she has the time and wherewithal to do a little crafty business of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, I'm making $5,000-$10,000 a year off of this. I'll turn it into an LLC so I can actually manage this better.
Right.
Oh, by the way, you now have to face all kinds of government regulations, and you're going to jail if you don't. Oh, and by the way, we're not telling you about it because, well, why would we? And also, if something changes, you have to tell us that you're complying with it. We don't have to tell you. That's literally what it says.
Yeah.
With the FinCEN. FinCEN.
Yep. It's wonderful, isn't it?
The legislation that required FinCEN to create this new database also requires all the collected information to be kept confidential and to be only used for law enforcement, including tax enforcement. Uh-huh. One can only hope that no federal employee who will administer this database and enforce its requirements will ever share any information, not even for pay or for political advantage against opponents, especially those deemed a danger to democracy. Did we ever find out who the leaker was from the Supreme Court that leaked the overturning Roe decision?
No.
Oh. Hmm. Huh. I'm sure something like that will never happen again.
No, not even a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah. In other small business news and large business news, this is coming. I pulled this from Greenwire for a reason, because of their positive spin on it. Investors could soon buy into companies trading on the New York Stock Exchange with a unique dual purpose: protect nature, including on public lands, and make money. The Security and Exchange Commission, SEC, is currently weighing whether to clear the way for the New York Stock Exchange to offer a new kind of investment known as natural asset companies, or NACs. The idea proposed by the NYSE is to list companies with missions to improve ecosystems through management, maintenance, or restoration of public or privately owned lands, and then put a dollar figure on the resulting benefits, like clean air or wildlife habitat. The proposal so far hasn't gotten much attention.
I wonder why.
But caught the notice of conservative lawmakers and property rights advocates. They've warned the companies could open a back door into strict management restrictions for public lands and waters, as well as foreign investment on federal lands, while raising questions about whether the investments are even viable. But the financial services firm Intrinsic Exchange Group, which launched the idea 2 years ago and has drawn support from the New York Stock Exchange and groups like the Rockefeller Foundation, says it would give investors give investors interest in preserving nature a place to put their money. We were looking for a private sector approach that wasn't dependent on policy. It wasn't dependent on traditional taxes, regulation, or philanthropy. There we go. say the right word, to price in these assets and give investors the opportunity to invest directly in nature, whether that's for climate or biodiversity, said IEG Chair Douglas Eager. Eager compared the approach to improvements on public lands to a mining claim or timber lease or utilizing air rights on private lands. Instead of a lease to extract ore or cut down trees, however, NACs would ink agreements granting them ecological performance rights. Where a successful mining claim is intended to result in the collection of ore, the value of the ecological rights would be judged on a series of factors ranging from data on carbon storage and sequestration to more ephemeral qualities like the sensory benefits of a nice view. Yeah. Yeah. It goes on to tell you how wonderful it is that companies can just buy natural asset rights on public land and private land because, you know, nature or something. So currently, if you own property, own a home or whatever, you don't own actually all of the property aside from the property tax thing. You don't own the actual property because if you discover oil in your backyard, too bad somebody's already bought the mineral rights to your land. So you can kiss whatever money you'd make off of that discovery goodbye because somebody already owns the mineral rights to your land. However, this is different. If you're a farmer or something like that and you have big open area and you're farming because you love to farm and all that stuff, some company comes in and buys the natural assets rights to your land. Why would they do that? Well, they would do that because as Marlo Oakes, the state treasurer of Utah, pointed out, he's one of the few that are actually raising the alarm on this. Guys, bad idea. Bad idea. He points out that companies would be intrigued to do this because of ESG. So if you are a big oil company producing all kinds of carbon, whatever, you buy a huge swath of natural asset rights land. You don't actually own the land, but you own the rights to the natural assets of the land. And you can say, yes, I'm making lots of CO2 here, but I own all of this that's counteracting all the CO2. The poor farmer that's caught in the middle of it cannot change the crop he's growing, cannot change his farm. Any utilities that go to his farm will not be maintained because, well, that would add to the CO2 of the area. And any rancher that sends his cows to graze on BLM land, Bureau of Land Management land, would not be able to do so because, well, the company that owns the natural assets doesn't want to lose any of the vegetation or have the methane being produced in that area because, well, it's offsetting whatever they own somewhere else. This is a brilliant idea. So smart.
Oh, yeah.
So smart. On the flip side, Marlo Oakes said, the proposed creation of natural asset companies is one of the greatest threats to rural communities in the history of our country. Under the proposed private interest, including foreign-owned sovereign wealth funds, yes, because China or something like that would never abuse such a power in the United States. You mean we can buy not the land, but above the land and stop them from growing food? Yeah. We buy all. Could use their capital to purchase or manage farmland, national and state parks, and other mineral-rich areas and stop essential economic activities like farming, grazing, and energy extraction. Recreating on Utah's incredible natural lands could also face serious curtailment. Yeah, can't just go to the west side of Utah Lake and fire off your gun anymore because, well, that's harming the environment, so no more shooting over here, even on the designated shooting range.
Nope.
Not because there's a new law that says you can't, but because some business owns it and that's their private rules that they want to establish.
Right.
Gosh.
Yeah. After a unusually short 21-day public comment period, the SEC expecting to make a decision on January 2nd. Yeah, it's nice of them to release this information around the holidays and to give us such a short amount of time to learn about it and to talk about it.
They might be trying to screw me.
Well, of course they're trying to screw you.
Yeah. Marlo Oakes says, I encourage Utahns to push back against the proposal that could result in 67% of the state owned, in the 67% of the state owned by the federal government to be placed under the control of private investors, including foreign actors who do not have our best interests at heart. Contact the SEC, the NYSE, and your federal and state representatives and share your concerns about this dangerous proposal. There you go. And a link to an article that he wrote at the Wall Street Journal. But yeah. Watch out for that. This is one of those things. I was talking to a guy from work that's from Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Ohio.
Somewhere over there. Somewhere east of Mississippi.
That's all just one big mess.
Just about.
You go east of the east of the Sippy from here, and it's just...
Especially northeast.
All just kind of blends.
Yeah. But... He pointed out that, you know, people back east don't understand, like, BLM land and stuff like that. Because it's not a thing over yeah. there. He said, if you see property, you know that somebody owns that
yeah.
over there. Because yeah, that's how it is.
There is no publicly owned land in Texas.
Yeah.
It's all private.
Yeah. But this, if this is passed, people can buy the air above that land. Or the trees on that land, or whatever. And then you can't touch it. Because you'd ruin it.
That... Just, no.
How about no?
We need that button.
We do.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah. 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 I'd like to leave you with a bit of good news, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We get good news tonight?
Glimmers.
Glimmers.
Shimmers. Sprinklings.
Small, almost unnoticeable.
You can just see a little bit of silver lining on that storm cloud. Just a little of it. Chip Roy, Mike Rogers, and Mike Lee introduce a bill to defund and leave the UN.
Yay! Did they call it something awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured they probably would.
On Wednesday, Reps Chip Roy and Mike Rogers announced their bill to defund the United Nations with Town Hall being granted an exclusive look. The bill is known as the, quote, Disengaging Entirely from the United Nations Debacle Act of 2023, or the Defund Act.
That's awesome.
Senator Mike Lee is also introducing legislation in the Senate.
That's amazing. Defund Act. I love it.
Ah. The bill would repeal the United Nations Participation Act of 1945, terminate membership in the UN, as well as close the United States mission to the UN. It would also repeal the United Nations Headquarters Agreement Act in a 1947 bill, which set up UN headquarters. That sounds like an eviction notice to me.
Yes. I like eviction notices for this kind of thing.
Well, where will we go? I don't know. Go to Belgium or whatever it is you guys like.
To hell for all I care.
Out of here. That's where you can go. Out. Away. Go away. The bill notes that no funds are authorized to be appropriated or otherwise made available for assessed or voluntary contributions of the United States to the United Nations or to any organ, specialized agency, commission, or other formally affiliated body of the United Nations, which includes things like the World Health Organization.
Good.
Except that funds may be appropriated to facilitate termination of United States membership and withdrawal of United States personnel and equipment. The only funding you'll get is the funding we need to get out.
Do it.
Upon termination of United States membership, no payments shall be made to United Nations or to any organ, specialized agency, commission, or other formally affiliated body of the United Nations out of any funds appropriated prior to such termination or out of any other funds available for such purposes. It also notes that the United States may not participate in any peacekeeping operation of the United Nations. So, yeah, we're not even helping you with stuff. Part of this comes as it was revealed that the UN did nothing with UN and peacekeepers who were sexually harassing, raping, and all that stuff, people in foreign nations.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like 14 years ago or something like that, there was a big scandal thing of the ambassador basically setting up a sex trafficking ring.
Oh, my gosh.
UN ambassador and using peacekeepers to help make it happen. And then so blue helmets going around rounding up kids and sex trafficking them. And the UN came in and said, we're sorry. We'll fix it. We'll help the victims. Blah, blah, blah. 14 years later, the victims have come out and said, yeah, they never did anything. So Mike Lee and Chip Roy and all that. Like, done. Done.
as they should.
I mean, that's have been done long ago, but, you know.
That's bullshit.
In this case, I'll take a day late, just, and I'll keep the dollar. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
$12.5 billion in 2021 is what we gave up.
That's disgusting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, protecting Hamas. This is Chip Roy saying from actively protecting Hamas, acting against our ally Israel, delay condemning Hamas, to China being elected to the Human Rights Council, to the propagation of climate hysteria, covering for China's forced abortion and sterilization programs. The UN's decades-old internal rot once again raises the question of why the United States is even still a member, or why we're still wasting billions, indeed $12.5 billion in 2021, every year on it. The UN doesn't deserve one single dime of American taxpayer money or one bit of our support. We should defund it and leave immediately. I am proud to lead this critical effort alongside Mike Lee and Mike Rogers.
I like it.
Yeah, that would be fun because all of a sudden all the players on the UN stage would be like, well, if the U.S. isn't here, who's going to pay for the U.N. peacekeepers? I don't know. Figure it out. The next step is pulling our military out of all their countries, too. Well, who's going to protect us? I don't know. Try yourselves. What happens if Russia? What happens if Russia what? You're buying their oil. Can we add NATO to this? Can we pull out of NATO? Can that be amended? Or is that asking too much all at once?
Seriously. Can we just get rid of, you know, income tax while we're at it? Is that a thing we can do?
Well, since you
don't
brought
it you up, play with me,
since,
boy.
Since don't you don't
you
it
do not
up.
Play with me like that.
The Supreme Court
no
is hearing a case that don't. Experts say could wreak havoc on the you. Tax code.
Bro, don't tease me. Don't tease me, man.
I'm finna come over there and beat you if you're telling lies.
What is this?
The U.S. Supreme... This is coming from NPR. So you know it's a glorious coverage of it. Either way, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments Tuesday in an obscure tax case with potentially trillions of dollars in tax consequences for the federal budget. It is a case that has tax law specialists both gobsmacked and alarmed, because it sounds like it's a pretty tight case. The words of the 16th Amendment to the Constitution do not roll off the tongue. Enacted in 1913, it says Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without appointment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. In reality, the amendment was passed to reverse a Supreme Court decision that basically made it impossible to have a federal income tax. Supreme Court says, no, you can't do income tax. And so Congress got together and made an amendment to the Constitution that says, yes, we can, which technically correct. Wrong, but correct. Because the Supreme Court has to use the Constitution. Supreme Court looked at the Constitution. Yeah, Constitution doesn't say you can do that. Congress said, yes, it does. Anyway, the Trump tax cuts are at the heart of this case.
However, the wording of the 16th Amendment itself is very, very antithetical to the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
Just
it doesn't
saying.
Fit.
Doesn't fit at all.
One of these things is not like the other.
Okay, yeah, we're just going to write this in here that says we do what we want. And we don't have to ask the people for permission.
Slash it. Slash it.
Slash it.
The operative understanding of what the amendment has meant for more than a century is now being challenged by Charles and Kathleen Moore.
Beautiful.
God bless them.
Oh. Do you see the beautiful irony here, though, too? Do you know what a Moore is? Historically?
Of course I do. But for those listening who may not be so so in tune.
So it was a Phoenician term meaning Westerner. It was often referred to like travelers and people that didn't have... a lot of means, like middle class.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. It was also, interestingly enough, also used by Europeans to refer to Muslims.
The Moors, yes. Mm-hmm. Backed by anti-regulatory groups, they are specifically challenging a provision in then-President Donald Trump's huge 2017 corporate tax cut, a provision that helps pay for some of those tax cuts. The Moors contended that they have never actually made money from their foreign investment in an Indian company. Yes, they concede their investment has increased in value by well over $500,000, but they maintain that because they have not yet received any actual money, they are being unconstitutionally taxed on unrealized income.
It was like a British slang term, almost like redneck is for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the more that we read this, the better that gets to me.
The more that we read it?
More, yes, exactly.
Some of the facts the Moors have put forth are disputed, but importantly, the case is widely viewed by advocates on both sides as a preventative strike against any wealth tax of the kind proposed by Senator Elizabeth Warren. Oh. Not that anyone thinks such a tax has any chance of passing in Congress. Oh, thou doth protest too much. You jest. Still, if the Moors were to win, the federal government could be forced to pay back billions of dollars in corporate tax collections, and the effects for lots of other tax provisions could be profound. Former House Speaker Paul Ryan said that, he shepherded the 2017 tax law through the House, including the provision for the Supreme Court on Tuesday. He said, as a person who drafted that, the goal was to finance a conversion from one system to another. I'm not for a wealth tax, but I think if you use this as an argument to spike a wealth tax, you're going to basically get rid of a third of the tax code.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, no. The poor tax code. What will it do without a third of it?
Yeah. It, without a third of it, it'd only be 570 pages long.
Charles Moore described how he invested $40,000 in his friend Ravi Agrawal's power tool business in India 18 years ago, an investment now worth more than $500,000. That's pretty good. If Indian farmers could be made more productive by bringing power tools to them that are suitable for their types of farms, that would be great, Moore said in the posted interview. Lawyer from the Moores described the couple as playing no active role in the company, but documents disclosed by the publication tax notes shows that Charles Moore was far more involved in company's management, blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
I am so far under, by the way. A third of the tax code is 2,290 pages.
A third of it is?
A third of it is 2,290 pages.
That's some
pork. At 450 words per page.
That's some pork that can be trimmed. Yeah, so basically they're being asked to pay taxes on something that they haven't received yet. Well, it's worth this much. Yes, but we don't actually have that. It brings into question, there's groups that are now looking at income tax being unconstitutional because the income tax is taken out before you even see it. So if this case wins with the unrealized gains, there's arguments being set up already that income tax is an unrealized gain tax because it's taken out before you even see your paycheck.
Slash it, slash it, slash it, slash it.
Well, they would just change it, so you'd have to pay it at the end of the year. Fine. Then everyone would realize how much they're actually freaking paying in taxes.
And they might boycott all of your shit out of Congress.
And they would demand it's taken out entirely. Oh, no. Oh, freaking no. Yeah. So it's not just the Moore's one-time tax at risk in this case. This is a tax that is expected to yield $340 billion by 2027 from mainly huge corporations, and the lion's share of those taxes have already been collected. What's more, various other tax regimes have been enacted to prevent tax dodges by the rich, and those too could be at risk, according to Kallas. In the Moore's case, they owned 11% of the Indian company, and under federal law, that is considered a controlling interest, meaning the owners have influence over the timing of any distribution, blah, 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 blah. It's not the Supreme Court's job to second-guess Congress on exactly what percentage of ownership should constitute control. That's not their job. The justices are not playing with fire. They're playing with enriched uranium, and they don't even know they could blow up large portions of the tax code.
Nuke it!
You
nuke it from orbit!
I can tell you, I'm fairly certain at least one of those justices knows exactly the level of bomb that is being handled with this. And he is the most conservative justice on the court. And he is Justice Clarence Thomas, and he is ready to push that button.
Push the button. Push the button.
Push
it. Do it.
Push it. They're playing with enriched uranium.
Nuke it.
A blessing.
A blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
Yes. Yes.
This is one of my favorite paragraphs from this whole thing, because it's NPR. That said, a phalanx of conservatives, anti-regulatory and anti-tax groups is arrayed against the tax in Tuesday's case, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, even though they supported the 2017 tax bill that included the provision before the Supreme Court on Tuesday. Yeah, we supported it because it cut taxes. And now we see that that tax cut can actually get rid of taxes. As much as you think this is contradictory, this is actually still in line with their point of view. We favored it before because it cuts taxes. We favor this because it eliminates taxes. Because that's the goal of cutting taxes, is to have no taxes. That clearly alarms tax experts, including Callis, who served as Speaker Ryan's chief tax counsel at the time the bill was negotiated and passed. He notes that at the request of the Chamber of Commerce and other stakeholders, House Republicans made many specific changes to the bill, but there was no discussion of any constitutional vulnerability. It was purely a discussion of how to design the policy appropriately. And Callis cautiously observes, for the chamber and other stakeholders years later to discover constitutional concerns that they didn't raise before strikes me as opportunistic.
Oh.
I see it as consistent.
Yes.
Because I am sure, 100% sure, they did not write the bill the way they did to hopefully have this happen later.
Your Honor, I object!
And why is that, Mr. Reed?
Because it's devastating to my case.
Overruled.
Good call.
I'm sure they wrote it just because they're like, hey, this cuts taxes. Let's do that. And then someone who's just clever enough sees a way to use that to eliminate the tax.
All we need is a foot in the door. All we need is a foot in the door.
Just give me that foot.
Just give me that foot.
So like I said, sliver of hope here. These last couple of stories. Just don't you say it.
don't give me hope.
don't give me hope. Yeah. There you go. That's this week's pile of stuff with, you know, a decent looking sandwich you can probably dust the muck off of on the top.
When you're editing this, I'm sending you a GIF to insert. you can play whatever sound bite you want with it, but this is what you get.
All right then.
Just so you know.
Noted.
There you go. There it is. All for you.
All for me.
All for you.
For me. Yeah. All right. I can do something with that.
Yeah, I can do something with that.
Maybe some Sarah McLachlan or something.
In the arms of an angel.
No, that gets copyright banned right quick on this, on video sites.
I'm surprised this doesn't get copyright banned.
Nazi fags.
Because then they'd have to admit that's what he said instead of what the White House transcript says. So there you go. That's that.
That's great.
Excuse me.
So lovely little bushel of coconuts.
Bushel of coconuts.
Thanks, Satan.
It's sateen, actually.
Love that line.
Sateen, actually.
My kids like to watch that movie all the time, and I watch until that moment, and then I'm good.
And then I'm good. That's it. That's all I just need. Once I see that, my soul is full, and I can move on.
Whoever came up with that at Disney, Pixar, to do that little snippet, they're not paid enough.
It's fair. It's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's all.
Yeah.
It's all. Don't forget to do the subscribing, liking, sharing, all the hive and gliving.
And realize that your tax code is 6,871 pages, 3,091,950 words long.
Which is that many numbers too big.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If the entire nation can be built off of the number of words of the Constitution, the tax code can definitely be far less than that.
Yeah. 4,534 words.
Yeah, the tax code can be...
4,543 words.
Tax code can be much less than that. In fact, the tax code was already written in the Constitution, so I'll let it rest there.
As it should.
So let it be written.
So let it be done.
Yes.
Bye! Bye! Well, here we are.
Here we are.
So it is.
So let it be written.
So let it be done.
Clap. He's got the clap and he's giving it to you. So good to have the clap back.
Yep. Just go and make it weird.
Just gonna make it weird. Sometimes I like to give the most appetizing dishes on the most silveriest plates to Mike just to see how he responds. And
yes.
Fail to be disappointed every time.
Fail to be disappointed. It's a good thing to fail at. Usually.
Task failed successfully.
Task failed successfully. We're going to call this failing forward.
Is that like a two steps forward, one step? No, it's falling flat on your face over the finish line.
Yes. Precisely.
You finish the race and you're hating yourself for it.
Yes. Well then, somebody once told me that they were planning on running a Spartan race because even if they didn't finish, they'd be better for it. I said I felt the same way about Thanksgiving dinner.
At least with the Thanksgiving dinner, there weren't expectations.
I was a masochist once. Only once. That's all I needed.
I love running marathons. No, you don't. That's the lie you tell yourself.
No. I love marathons. Watching them on Amazon, Netflix.
I would very much love to go to a marathon, be like one of those league cars, just sit in the back of the car eating some delicious something or other as they're running.
So I just want to follow them in a golf cart blazing Eye of the Tiger.
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
with a little TV screen with the gif of the dude from, is that Waterboy?
You can do it!
You can do it!
The guy that's in every Adam Sandler
film. Rob Schneider?
Yes.
Yes. Love me some Rob Schneider. You can do it! God is having hat off. Wait. What?
What?
That was that part of that movie. Hey, whoa. That escalated quickly.
Yeah. The line was crossed. You don't get those days back.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, shall we?
Shall.
Son of a bitch! You done messed up, Aaron!
Gotta get to the right page.